En zij is wel een meisje, Lamer. Shlach lecha anoshim, send for yourself men, v'yosuru aseretz Kenan, and they will spy out the land of Kenan. Asher ani noisim l'bnei Yisrael. Yishechod l'matei avoisov, every man per shevet, tishlochim. So Rashi says over here, Lomanismachal Parshas Miraglim, the Parshas Miriam. Why is the Parsha of Miraglim right next to the Parsha of Miriam? Levisha Loksal Iske Diva, She Dibra Boachia, because she suffered because of the words that she spoke against her brother. She spoke against Moshe Rabbeinu Loshen Hara. Risham Halolu Rol Veloila Kumbusa. And these Rishon, they saw, and they didn't take Musa from this. So, Rabbi Nasalik of Meir Chodosh, Zechetzalik Lebroche, the Mashgiach of Chevron, he says a very interesting point. He says, people think that if they would see the Hashgachas HaBari out in the open, and they'd see clearly the Hanhog of Schar and Einish, Mamish with their eyes, that would be the greatest Hashvah that they should be made of their ways. And the marshal, there's a darshan that comes out and says a drosha, and he's able to give over the exact picture of the way it is, the mishabeach, and they say he's giving the true picture of how things are. So the nemesis is not necessarily true. If we would see things clearly, it's lav dafka that we would have done tshuva. You see over here? That's what Chazal was stressing over here. Risham halolu ro. They saw with their own eyes what happened over here. Miriam Hanavia, the greatest is Kaniyus in Klal Yisrael, and she goes through this tzara, and you see this Gan Klal Yisrael is waiting for her for 7 days, it's Bizyonis, and despite the fact that she meant L'shem Shemaim, she was punished, and they saw this. Rosham Halol Ro, Eloi Lachum Musa. So what's the vote? You could see anything, you could see everything, but there's a chilik between knowing and a chilik between putting it to your heart. It says, you should know today and put it to your heart. So one of the Balei Musar said, everybody understands that there is a vast difference between one that has the Yodata, one that knows, and one that doesn't know. Greater is the distance between one that knows and doesn't put it to his heart, and the other one that puts it to his heart. The distance between the mind and the heart is very great, because the heart has the Yetzer blocking it. The heart has different midas pulling it in different directions. So in order to be able to do something about it, you have to transfer that idea with Musar and his baininess and Cheshbon HaNefesh. But it's time to see Ro. You could be like these tzaddikim, they were great tzaddikim. Ro, v'loy lachul Musar. We also have a tendency of thinking, if we would have the Vim B'sman HaZeh that could pinpoint exactly what we're doing wrong, oy, the mamish, that would take care of everything. But what during Bayis Rishon, they had Nevi'im. Yidden were on a much higher madrega than us, and they had the Nevi'im, and then the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed anyway because of the Averis. Shmami, no, it's not the Nevi'im that do it. And it's a shocking thing that the Bnei Yisrael assassinated 3 Nevi'im. Yeshaya HaNovi was assassinated by Menashe HaMelech. You had Zechariah HaNovi that was killed in the Beis HaMikdash. His blood was trembling all the way until it was rotten by a sheni. I just saw Medrash that Yirmiyahu HaNavi was killed by Yidden in Mitzrayim. It's very adorable that Yirmiyahu HaNavi
They wanted to kill him.
They oppressed him. They gave him terrible tzaras, but he was actually killed with his life. So we think that we'd have Nevi'im. Oh, Yimamish. Nevi'im are talking Gaval de Gezachim. It was a terrible, terrible kloptos when Nevu'ah was taken away. But ultimately, after the Nevuah, and after seeing the Hashgacha, there has to be the V'yadata Hayom HaShevoisa Elavavecha. That's a lesson that we learn from Risham Halalu Ro'u V'loi Lachum Musar. Rashi brings down over here, Shlach Lecho L'daitcha. Shlach Lecho L'daitcha. Ani, myself, I am not telling you to send. But if you want, send on your own. So the Svarim ask a question, Manoship. If it's the proper thing to do, right, then you have to do it. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu not saying to do it? And lehepach, if it's not the right thing to do, so under no circumstances should you send them. It's a sakonas nefashos. So what's the pshat? Like, I'm not telling you to do it, but if you want to do it, you do it. And Moshe Rabbeinu, so he did send them. Not only that, but it says in Parshas Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Vayitav hadavar be'enai." When you came to me, it was good in my eyes, and I sent you. What's the pshat? If he saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was hesitant, he didn't openly encourage it. So what's the Vayitav hadavar be'enai? Like, what's the pshat? And also you find, by Yeshua, they asked the question. Yeshua sent out Meraglim, and there was no mamash, no problem. Later generations, Gideon sent out Meraglim, you know, to see what the mindset was of the enemy. That was also okay. So Vasep is over here, there was a hesitancy, and over here, it was not necessarily the right thing to do. So Svarim bring down that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was noig with us with different hanhagas. There's Anhog of Nais, and when we're on a lower Madrega, when we're not as Oduk and Hashem in our Amun and Bitochen in him, then he's not Hashem Tzilcha. Hashem is like your shadow. He's not with us the way we react to him. And if we don't have such Amunah, then the Anhog with us is more of Anhog of Teva. Adkan, until here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not with a gewaltige Madrega of Hanhog and Nisus, all the Nisim of Mitzrayim, and with Yitzias Mitzrayim, with the Pius Yamsuk, and the Mon, and the Be'er, all the Nisim in the Midwood Hanhog and Nisus. So the emphasis is that Klal Yisrael did not really have to send Meraglim in. If Hashem is being united with you, B'derech Neis, what do you have to see what the land is all about? If they're strong, if they're weak, are they fortified, are they not fortified? What kind of people live there? What's it make it to you? HaKadosh Baruch is the one that's giving it to you. Right? And that's Merumas in the Pasuk. Shlach l'chon Hashem, Asher ani noisim l'b'nai Yisrael. Hashem was being Meram. I'm the one that's giving it to the B'nai Yisrael. You don't really need it. It's only a shlach l'cha. But I said I'm giving it to the B'nai Yisrael. So what do you have to send anybody in for? You should be saying on me. Halfway the Medrash I saw that when the Meraglim, they were in Chevron, and over there you had Achim on Sheshe, B'talma, Yilidei Ha'anok. So they wanted to take a fruit from one of the trees, and one of the Yelidei HaAnok gave a loud scream, and they all fainted. They're all about to be killed, all about to die. So the giants took them and they started breathing on them to revive them. And then they started giving them Musar. You're here to spy the land. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised it to you. What are you coming here to spy for? If Hashem says he's giving it to you, so what are your shreikas? And because that they gave them Musar, they had a tremendous arichas yomim all the way until Churban Bayis Sheni. And that's like over 1,000, how many, 1,200 years, whatever it was, Pilut Plan. So they were giving them Musar. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, Shlach Lecha, Mitzad myself, I'm taking care of them, I'm mamish being laying them, I'll kanfein Hashorim with all the milas of Neis. Mitzad me, there's no need for this. Moshe Rabbeinu saw, Vatikru Vunei Lai Kulchem, they all came to him, and they begged for this. So he was, and I'll tell an interesting nekud in a minute. They begged for this. That shows that they're not on the Madrega B'tochen and Hashem. Then they talk, you're going to have a Hanhoga of Teva. For them, it's important to send Meraglim. That's why Vayitav HaDover Be'enai. Now, I saw an interesting point made by Yankov Kamenetsky, that's Emes Liankiv. He says, later on, it says, Vatikru and Eilai Kulchem. Rashi says, Beruvuvia. The young ones were pushing the Zikainim. What shaitas does that have to the Meraglim? It was a lack of Derech Eretz. But why is that a chelik of the chait of the Meraglim? The chait of the Meraglim was Lashon Hara, a lack of Bitochen and Hashem. But what's it got to do with the young ones pushing the old ones? He says, they were so tumbled out of fear that they didn't realize what they were doing. They were pushing, they went Shaloi Kiseder. That's how tumult they were with fear. So that was a similar dover of how they were lacking in Emunah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'chitchil said, you don't need this, and there's no need to send them a Meraglim. But when Moshe Rabbeinu saw that they were takeh, lacking in their Emunah, so then Moshe Rabbeinu sent them a Meraglim. Shot in the pussy. Lamata Yosef, Lamata Menashe, Gadi Ben Susi. I always like to say over a vart. And I heard later, I saw it from Rav Dushinsky. I really heard it. Chassidish vart. Then I heard Rav Dushinsky said it over. And then recently I saw the Stipler when he was a young boy. He said Magidim used to come around and say drashas. His mother once sent him to go listen to a Magid. It was Parsha Shlach. So he said the following vart. Lamata Yosef. When a person sent down Lamata, he has to know his tachlis is to be Yosef on the Bria. He has to make the most of his time. He has to make the most of the koichas he's been given. Oh, but Lamata, if he sent down Menashe and he forgets what his tachlis is, Gadi, tell me now, isn't he Ben Susi? Isn't he like a horse? Like a bang? He looks like a bang. What's the Gazak the Magid? But the Mefarshim Shtelzach over here, why is it that Yosef is his name is mentioned B'davka with Mata Menashe? By Ephraim, you don't see Yosef's name. It doesn't say Lamata. Lamata Yosef, Lamata Ephraim, Yeshua Benon, Yosef Benon. It doesn't say that. It only says it by Mata Menashe. Why is that? So in the Kroiz Gedolos in the Musaf Rashi, it brings down Rashi in Sefer HaParadis is quoted as saying that the B'davka was Meyachas Menashe to Yosef and not Ephraim. Because Yosef had this Nekudi, he was maybe as the Bosom Ra to Yaakov Avinu. So he also had it as a certain Nekud of Lashon Hara. So this Maisa of Menashe had one of the Meraglim that said Lashon Hara. That's Meyachas to Yosef. Either Rabbah. Shevet Ephraim, Yeshua Benun, Nitaki did not say Lashon Hara. See, Yosef's name is mentioned here because he had that same Nekuda. That's what Rashi says, brought down in the Sefer HaParadis. I saw Rav Yankov says a different shot. In Sefer Emes L'Yankov. Rav Yankov says, remember in Parshas by Yechi, Yankov Avinu said to Yosef, well, the sons that were brought, that were born to you, Adbaye Yelecha, Ephraim and Asher, Lihem, Kiruvim v'chashim and Yehiuli. And the children that you'll have afterwards, you know, that will be yours. I'll shame Achem Yikoru ben Akalosa. Says in Mimela, Ephraim and Menashe, they were Takim Yuvas the Yaakov Avinu. The rest of the Shevet of Yosef, they fit into Ephraim and Menashe. So Zot Rabbi Yankiv, that Yosef Menashe was the Bechor, so Yosef designated them as the Chelik of Shevet Menashe. That's why it says Lamata Yosef, Lamata Menashe, because Gan Shevet Yosef, other than Ephraim, was Meyuchas to Menashe because he was the Bechor. Those are Rabbi Yankiv. Vayelchu vayavoyu al Moshe vel Aaron vel kol adas b'nei Yisrael. They went and they came to Moshe and Aaron and to all of Adas b'nei Yisrael. That's Posig Chavav. Amidba Poron, Vayishiva Yisim Dovar, and they told him an answer. And then in the very next Posig it says, Vayisapru Loi. And they said over to him. It started out the Lashon Rabbah. They came to Moshe and to Aaron, called Adas B'nai Yisrael, Vayishivu Yisim Dovar. And then the very next Posig it switches to Lashon Yachid. Like, what happened over here? Why does it switch to Lashon Yachid? So the Sefer Mole Yalimah says a very nice pshat. He says the Meraglim were looking for Eitzes to be Moitzi Shemra on the land, and he also wanted to be Meir Yisrael, that they should complain. So what did they do? They came to Rabbim and they said the praises of Eretz Yisrael in front of everybody. So Gevaldi, beautiful, with all things. But then the Gemai, they didn't say that to Rabbim. They made themselves like they're trying to cover it up. And Memela, they started saying it to Moshe privately. And that was over the curiosity of the people. What's he saying to Moshe? He's not saying to us. What's he trying to hide from us? Like, what's wrong? David Afka did that because they wanted to arouse the Olam. The emesis, that was their purpose. They wanted to get everybody upset. So clearly that he came to Moshe and Aaron to call out Asman Yisrael. They told him everything that was good. But to arouse the B'nai Yisrael to complain, they started saying, hey, what's going on? What other news is there that we don't know about? What exactly is he hiding over there that he's telling Moshe? And Teichat Varim, these things came out, and that got the B'nai Yisrael even more upset. Ad mosai lo eido horo hazois, ashehema malinim aloi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, how much longer will this eido complain against me? Le'edo haro, this is the miraglim. So Rashi brings down, mikam lo'edo shehi asara. From here you see that the word edo is asara. Here's what we learn out. The minyan, the shruya, because we have a, say, shove edo, edo, toich, toich. It says, hibodlu mitoicho edo by kairach. Right? It says, toich by edo over there. It says, v'shachanti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rests amongst an Eid, and an Eid is 10. So from here we learn out that an Eid is 10, and the Shechim is Shroi B'Soch Klal Yisrael. So Moshe Feinstein is asked, he asks a question, it's a pellet. Because the Indian of a minion is for a Dover Shev Kedusha. Kaddish, Kedusha, Brevis Kahanim, laning in, you know, in the Tzibur. All the Dvar Shev Kedusha are done with a minion. And B'davku, where do we learn it out from? From the Eid of the Meraglim, the tremendous Chaitim. Him, you know, the Torah is speaking against these miraglim and saying it in a derogatory way. So, punt from this Eidah that it says here, we learn out that the Dvarim Shebikdusha are dominion. What's the pshat? So Moshe says, the Torah is coming to teach us over here that even 10 people in Klal Yisrael that are begetter Rishoyim, they're also considered an Eidah and the Shekhinah rests beside them. And they can be mistarved to Dover Shemikdushin, to a minion, to Baruch Hu, and to everything. The Sibis HaDvarim is that even if a fellow does have Averis, over Toich Toich, there's the Pintel Yid, there's an Akuda over there which is hidden, a spark of Kedusha, that just has to be brought out. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lo Yidach Mimenu Yidach. So even if a fellow right now is in a matzah where he's doing Averis, over Lamaisa Toich Toich, there is something within him, a spark of Kedusha, and calls them on, they're alive, it's shy for them to do tshuva, there's hope that they'll do tshuva, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu rests amongst them. So Adarab is telling us a Gevaldik Echidosh over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shainish Kirosi B'Soich Tamasam. Even if they're in a massive of Chait, over the Pintel Yid is still there, there's still Kedusha there. I mean, the Gemara says, Paishi Yisrael, Filo Paishi Yisrael, B'lay Mrs. Karima. Right, and that was certainly the case over here because we were talking about kosher people. So the Torah of Adavka tells it to us over here that even amongst people that are chaitim, there is that pentaliyid. I saw a maisa brought down that during the Spanish Inquisition, the period of the Spanish Inquisition, there was a famous actor that everybody mamish, they saw his performances, they were all spellbound by his acting. And then lo and behold, it was Nizgala that he was really a Yid. It wasn't a from a Yid. It was Nizgala that he was a Yid. So look at Chila, because he was so popular, they tried impressing upon him to give up his religion and to take on the Christian religion. He said, nothing doing, I'm a Jew and I'm staying a Yid. So they threatened him, and then they started beating him and torturing him. They ripped out all his hair. And he remained a Yid and he died al Kiddush Hashem. So I saw Hashem and Adam Godel that said, this fellow, he didn't put on tefillin, nishka ben mitan, nish rashi, he didn't put on tzitzis. So where did he get the koyach? Where did he get the koyach? Obviously it was the pintel yid inside. Oh, but where did he get the koyach? So he said, it says in the Pasuk, in Parshas Yisroi, that the yidden were afraid of the koyos and the brokim, al tiro, ki levavur nasis eschem boi aloikim, Bavurtiya Yirose Alpanechem Levilti Kisechto. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bidavki instilled in them the pachad of Har Sinai, so that any pachad in the world that the Goyim are Ma'ayim on us doesn't come to Har Sinai. Deep down inside, the pachad that we feel from Har Sinai is greater than any pachad, the worst tortures that the Goyim could place upon us. This is pshat that he said. Vayomusu ha'anoshim moitzei divas ha'oretz roh b'mageifo l'fnei Hashem. There's a medrash in Koheles that says on the Pasuk, ki gamlo yoda ha'odem es itay. A person does not know his time. Kidogim hanechozim b'mitzuda ro, like fish that are trapped in a bad trap. So the Medrash says, v'chiyesh mitzuda ro, v'yesh mitzuda taiva. Is there a good trap, a bad trap? What does this mean, a good trap or a bad trap? So Amar Reish Lakish zu chakei. A mitzuda ro is a hook, where the fish latches its mouth onto a hook, and that's what a bad trap is. Hadoh dirzim, about this it is written, vayamusu anosha moitzi divas haaretz ro. That also refers to the Meraglim that died because of the moitzi, the divan Eretz Yisrael. It's a public medrash. What's going on over here? Pasuk says, ki gam l'yeido adam es itoi, usually a marshal is meant to clarify the concept that we're bringing down over here. Over here, the marshal makes it more difficult. The pasuk starts out, that's something that everybody understands. Nobody knows when they're going to die. Nobody knows when their time is going to come to leave this world. That's something that's very understandable, which you don't really need a marshal for. But then it gives us a marshal. We don't know what a mitzuda taiva is, what a mitzuda ra is, and what exactly do the fish have to do with this? Did anybody ever ask the fish if they know which time they're coming, when they're coming, when they're going, how long they're going to last over here? So how over here does this lashon, this marshal rather, clarify the concept that the pasuk speaks about? And also, what shaylus does it have with the meram? So if it's the Petterberg, it says the Kabbal, the Gibshat. There are two different kinds of traps. There's a net, which is a big, keli made out of string, and the fisherman puts it into the water, and the fish gather in through the holes, and then he picks it up, and they're all trapped, the whole body is trapped in those things. And then you have the hook. He puts bait on, he puts a worm on it, and he keeps it in the water, and the fish is swimming along merrily. It's not in any, most of the fish is not in a trap, but it bites onto the worm, and then it gets caught by the mouth, and it schlups along the rest of the fish, even though the rest of the fish is not in the trap. It's only the mouth that's hooked onto it. So, that is the same thing with people. There are people that get caught up in the net of their Yetzahara. They're chayte b'dibur, they're chayte with their hands, they're chayte with their feet, they're chayte b'machshava, they're totally enveloped by an aveira. That's daima to a fish that's trapped in the netting. That's a mitzuda taiva. It's a very efficient thing. It's totally involved in that. And the Yetzahara totally wraps himself around such a person. But then you have a different kind of a trap. A yid could be a tzaddik, a yid could be a good person, and basically keeps the mitzvahs and he wants. But then one time he can be caught off guard, he doesn't watch himself. And he's caught by one aveira, and that one aveira schleps him along, even though the rest of his body was not enveloped by netting. That's what the pasuk is telling us over here. He lo yoda adam ha'ita, he does not know the time when he could be taken and entrapped. He could be totally off guard. He thinks, I'm doing the right thing, I'm acting, I'm from. And sometimes he could be doing something which he thinks is L'Shem Shemayim, but he gets caught up in an Aveira, one Aveira. That's all it takes, and that could schlep along the rest of him. That's the Mitzuda Ro, the weaker kind of Mitzuda, but it does its job efficiently like a Mitzuda Taiva. And a person never knows when that could show up. Ita means the ace when he's taken in by an Aveira, and therefore he also has to be on guard. The example for that is the Mice of the Meraglim. They were kulam anoshim, roshei b'nei Yisrael heima. They were tzaddikim. They were nisiyei Yisrael. And what happened? One aveira, the diba that they spoke against the land, it schlepped them along totally. And not only that, but they schlepped the dar along. The whole dar and midbar died because of it. That's shot in the medrash over here with the mitzuda toiva and the mitzuda ra. Afterwards, after Taka, they got the Teichacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Ma'apilim came along. They wanted to go back to Eretz Yisrael. They said, Hinenu v'olinu el ha'mokim ha'sha'omar Hashem kichotan. And that was the right thing. Moshe Rabbeinu says, don't go back because you're not going to have that help from Hashem. And they didn't listen and back it. You know, they were punished. The Imre Yemes, Eichet Tzavik B'Kodesh L'Vroche, was once in the city of Kiltz. And he visited the Rebbe of David Goldman. Eichet Tzavik B'Kodesh L'Vroche. While they were talking, the Gerer Rebbe asked him, Chazal say, Shari Tshuva Lo Inano. Person does Tshuva, it's not closed up. So why wasn't the Tshuva Klal Yisrael accepted over here? Hinenu V'Olinu Alam Hakam Hashamar Hashem Ki Chotanu. And they said we did an Aveira, they were Mizvada on the Aveira, so L'chor they're doing Tshuva. Why wasn't their Tshuva accepted? So David said, Apostle to Teretz, Einu Chanami, Tshuva is not turned back empty-handed. But Medvar Mamurim, when the people are Makir in the Chait, and they take Abacharote, and they take leave the Aveira. So that's Emes the Ketshuva. But the Anshei Dor HaMidbar, the Lashon was, they didn't say, Hinni V'olinu Ki Chotanu L'Hashem. Now, what's the lesson they said? Hinani v'olinu el hamokim asher omar Hashem ki chodonu. Hashem said we did the aveira. They didn't say we attacked the moida that we did the aveira. Right? Asher omar Hashem ki chodonu. They weren't willing to take the blame. That is not considered a tshuva. If they're not makir their chayt on their own, that's not a tshuva. Maybe it wasn't accepted. And the Re'emis was nispoled from this teretz. And he turned to his mikurov and it says, that's taka the way to learn a pshat and chumash, pshat and apostle chumash. The emes is that Rashi does not learn like that. If you look in Rashi, Rashi says, Asher Omer Hashem is going on, Asher Omer Hashem, that Hashem said, he promised us, he's going to give us this land. Ki chotonu, and we did an aveir. Right? We did an aveir by what we said. So from Rashi, of course, the shtickle, you know, not mashma like that, but you could say that the Torah says it in a way which is miraculous, that the tshuva was not a tshuva shalem. The Dubna Magid asks the same question. What's Takad of Shah? Why was there tshuva not in the Skabel? And he gives a marshal Kedarik, he says like this. There was a fellow, a very, very wealthy man, whose daughter, she was of age to get married. And there were two propositions. One proposition was, the son of a Rav, and the son was a Talmud Chacham, with a Masmid and a Balmidas, Talmidas, except they had no money, they were very poor. And there was another one, the son of an Amoretz, who was very wealthy. So Rashtayn said, the Gvir wanted the son of the Talmud Chacham, he heard such Gevaldi Gazachan about it. But the Rav, he said, one tonight, I don't have money, I'm not giving a penny. You have to support him with all his things. I have to support him with everything, you know, from the beginning till the end. You know, the tzorchei chasme, the tzorchei, the clothing, and all things. So the Gvir says, I'm asking to give a lot, but epis, I need you to be mishtar. I want you to supply at least the clothing for the chasm. She says, no, shemay fanat, I don't have the money. I'm giving you a very chashiv boy, you know, and you have to supply everything. And they're haggling over this. Finally, the Gvir says, nothing doing. If you're not willing to give even the slightest amount, deal is off. Then he went to handle with the son of the that was an Amoritz himself. And he saw that this is not going to go, it's not going to compare. So he went back to the Gvir. He went back to the Gvir, and to the Rav, and he says, you know, I decided, you're right, I'll supply everything already. So the Rav says, nothing doing. I'm not going back with the Shidduch. So why? I'm willing to give everything. He says, lechatchila, when you're interested in my son, I thought that your makir, what the godless is, my daughter marrying a Talmud Chacham, and that there's a chshivas to you and your makshav Torah, whatever. But once I saw that you were willing to go and take an amoritz for a son-in-law, I see that you don't have a chshivas for Torah. Right? It's not a deal with you. You're so easily, because of a set of clothing or whatever, you're easily enticed to go to the amoritz. You don't have a musik b'chal, what it means that your daughter should marry a Talmud Chacham. Maybe I'm not interested. Moshe Rabbeinu told these ma'apilim. He says, Kol Zman, this whole thing was going on. I thought you at least had a chashivas for Eretz Yisrael. And then maybe a tshuva would have been makubal. But you said, Nitna Roish v'Nashuva Mitzrayma. You were willing to go back to Mitzrayim. That shows you b'chlal have no chashivas whatsoever for what Eretz Yisrael represents with its kiddushim, with all things. You have no musik in that. So he goes, I don't want to handle with that. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to handle with you. You do not deserve to go back to Eretz Yisrael. Also, Gezok, the Magid, an answer to this question. A good Shabbos, everybody.